come on, here we go. In a series called Basic Training for Blessings, and that's how we preach here. I will look at the scripture, come up with some thoughts. I preach in series. Usually I like to preach with the calendar a little bit too. I don't want to forget Thanksgiving in my preaching. I don't want to forget Christmas in my preaching. I don't want to forget the 4th of July in this country. So we do things on In God We Trust in the summertime. But we preach through the scriptures, but we do it with series. And we're in a message series called Basic Training for Blessing. You can listen to the TV preacher and they'll lie to you. They'll tell you if you name it, claim it, blab it, have it, it's yours. Well, I'm sorry, the real world, that doesn't work, guys. I'm just saying to you, okay? There's a lot of poor people that are good people that love God that don't have a whole lot. Are y'all listening to me? And they're good, and they're the salt of the earth, I'm telling you right now. Amen? So, can we just get back to what the Bible says? Okay? And not this crazy stuff. All right? So, let's go with it. Now, there's a lot of value in blessing and saying blessings. And we're going to talk about that today. But let's keep it serious. Let's keep it real. Some real stuff. Basic training, we're calling it. Today's message, we did the 3 R's of Thanksgiving. Last week, we did the BGs, remember? And this week is some R&B. What's that mean? Not rhythm and blues. Some R&B. Remembering the benefits. Say that with me. Remembering the... One more time. Remembering the... That's what we're talking about today. So I want you to really stay with me. This is very important. It can change your life and certainly change your week. Here we go. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Let's do that. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We don't have the words. Keep singing. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Where'd you learn that from? You learned that from the Bible, guys. You listening to me? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Everything that's good flows from God. Amen. Let's talk about it today. And Ray's back there doing a great job. Let's read Deuteronomy a little bit. Deuteronomy chapter 30. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it's not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we might hear it and do it. Verse 14, say it with me. But the word is very nigh unto thee in thy mouth. And it's in your what? That you may do it. See, I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgment, that thou mayest what? Live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou go to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou passeth over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you, say it with me, life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, help me, choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey His voice, that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life and the length of your days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give them. Amen? So let's look at that. God says, and we're going to be moving. We're going to get to Psalm 103 in just a bit, but we're setting the table. It's Thanksgiving, so you got to set the table, amen? Got to get the napkins out, the tablecloth, got to get everything going, right? We're doing Thanksgiving dinner with me today. Here we go. So we're setting the table. I set forth before you, say that with me, life and death, blessing and cursing. Today's message is called Remember the Benefits. We're talking about basic training for blessings in your life. If you want to be blessed, if you want to have blessings in your life. Okay, so the Bible says choose what? Choose what? Okay, that's what we saw in Deuteronomy. Let's just keep rolling. We're just rolling here. It's not that hard. I choose life and I choose blessing that I might live. I choose life and I choose blessing that I might live. You can choose death if you want to. You can choose to be a pain in the rear. Excuse me. You can choose to be negative. You can choose to be ugly. You can choose to, I mean, with your words and things like that. Amen. You can choose to be that way. You choose to be crabby. How many met some crabby people lately? Well, you must have been at the house just staying by yourself because they're everywhere. Okay. Listen, you can choose all this. You can choose that path if you want to, or you can choose life and you can choose blessing that you can live. You can live a life of blessing without, when I say that, saying, yeah, but you don't know what I've been through. Well, you don't know what I've been through, maybe. Okay? It's just an excuse. We just make excuses because of our past or whatever was happened to us that we just can't be happy. Life can't be good. See, because I've had this happen to me. Well, that's bull. Why is it bull? See, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's the devil. But Jesus Christ came to give you life. He came to, listen, he says, I'm come that you might have life. And that you can have a life that's abundant. That doesn't mean you name it, you're going to get rich. That doesn't mean that. Life is more than food, and life is more than money, and life is more than clothes, guys. There's nothing more valuable. I said a few weeks ago, I've never known anybody that took a gun and blew their head off because they didn't get the latest car. People take their life. People come to the end of their rope because they don't have peace. They don't have peace. They're messed up. Something's wrong. Jesus can give you that. He can give you peace. You mean Jesus can take a crappy life and turn it into beautiful? Oh, yes. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. You ever heard that? Oh, that's the Bible, by the way. Not just a song, it's in the Bible. Jesus can do that. Okay? He wants you to live. Now, here's the point of the message. We're rolling now. God's blessings, these are my words, so if you don't like it, you're mad at me. God's blessings deserve far more credit and far more attention than we give them. Did y'all hear that? Let's say that together. God's blessings deserve far more credit and far more attention. Come on. Yeah, you ought to praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord with me this morning. Come on. This is one of those messages. We need to encourage one another. Keep rolling, Ray. Listen, we don't use our blessings to bless us nearly enough. Do we? Miss Joan, tell me what you said to me this morning. Can you remember? Try. What if you woke this morning and only had the things that you gave thanks for yesterday? How many of you be naked this morning in here? Good word, Miss Joan. We don't use our blessings to bless us enough. This is basic training for blessing. Instead of trying to get a quick fix, send some money somewhere, get this, whatever, come on. It's in your mouth, the Bible says. You don't have to go to heaven to get it. You don't have to go across the ocean to get it. It's right inside of you. Blessing is there. No, but I can't, but this happened, that's happened. It's a choice you're going to make. Are you going to choose that, choose that, choose that, choose that, choose that? Are you going to say, I'm tired of choosing that, I'm going to choose this? Y'all hearing the message so far? We're just getting going. Guys, we can do better than we do. That's for sure. Our blessings don't bless us. Why? Because of our lack of focus. Our lack of verbal appreciation. Boy, I got a big mouth. And none of you doubt that, do you? See, that's sad. That's really sad. I tell you what, we all have a mouth, guys. Some bigger than others. Tell them we said hello. It's okay. It's all good. It's all good. Listen. We miss our blessings because we don't see them. We don't speak them. Let's read that, though. When I miss seeing my blessings, I am not what? Because I choose not to what? I choose not to speak them. Now, Ray, don't move too fast on me on this one. Let's say this one again. Let's say it together. When I miss seeing my blessings, I am not because I to see them. I choose not to. You have a chance just like I do when you see that bird fly. Bow, look at, thank you, Lord, that's a pretty bird. Or you can see stuff and just go, whatever. There's stuff all around us. You can see a beautiful little baby and you go, that's a pretty little baby. We all have this ability. Don't we have that ability? Yes or no? You know, we can go home every day. Walk through the door. Well, when we pull up in the driveway, we can thank the Lord for the car we just rode up in. We can get out of the car, look at the house. Wow, thank you, Lord, for the house. We can go in the kitchen instead of saying, ain't nothing to eat. You can open the fridge and go, well, I was wrong. There is something inside there. It's all a choice, guys. We're selfish. We're ingrates. We're Americans. I love being an American. But I don't love being an American who doesn't thank God for America. Okay? You hear me? I don't want to be one of those. No, sir. Okay? I love being an American, but God gets the credit for me being an American because Mama didn't ask me if I wanted to be born here. Okay? All right? It just happened. I wasn't around. Okay? So, but we can make these choices, guys. We miss it when we don't see them, when we choose not to see them. It's not like we don't see them, guys. It's a choice we're making. It's a choice that we don't say thank you. Say thank you. Say it again. Say it again. Have you ever done something, had somebody do something nice to you, and you forgot to thank them, and you sort of felt bad about it later that I didn't thank them? You know, oh, I should have thought, thanked them. We can do that all the time. We can do that with God all the time, 24/7, every day of the week. See it. See your blessings. Not I'll thank him if he gives me this. I like kids who thank parents for what they have. And then when they get some more, they thank them for that. But they don't overlook the things they have, and they'll be thankful when they get the new stuff. Y'all hearing me say? I think God's that way. You know, out of our same mouth, the Bible says, proceeds what? My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Did you know cursing? And we're not talking curse words. We're talking out of our mouth. We are cursing ourselves. I don't have this. And boy, I've had this happen in my life. And look at this. And it's all bad. And then we'll say, and occasionally we'll say thank you for something. You know what the Bible says? Out of our mouth shouldn't proceed cursing and blessing, guys. Out of our mouth should proceed what? Blessing. Yeah, but I ain't perfect. Well, keep being miserable then. You can change. This is basic training. This is boot camp, kicking the rear end teaching, okay? You don't have to be who you've always been. You can change. Not because of your own strength, but because greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become what? New. See? I can do how many things through Christ? All things through Christ. And buddy, I'm not talking about doing crazy net stuff that, you know, listen, we need to just start at our house doing stuff. I can do all things. What does that mean? I can stop being a complainer. I can stop just looking at the negative. I can shut my mouth and slap myself in my face. Pop! If I keep doing that, you have the ability, as long as that hand's working, wham! We have this power, don't we? And Jesus will be tickled for you to pop yourself in the head. Trust me about it. He wants you to be a blesser. He wants you to start talking like this, thinking like this. Come on. So, we're rolling. I want you to look at the lesson on the power of words. And we're still getting where we're going. You might say, we're going to be here forever. Just a story of words. The power of words. And on the morrow, Jesus, this was with Jesus, when they were come from Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Everybody was hungry. And Jesus saw a fig tree afar off, and it had leaves. Here's this thing with a bunch of leaves. He came, if happily, he might find something on it. You see a bush, you hope you're hungry, they hope something's on it. They want nothing on it. He came to it. He'd been found nothing but the leaves, for the time of the figs wasn't yet come. And Jesus answered and said unto him, no man's going to eat fruit hereafter forever. He was hungry. And when Jesus wants something, you need to give it to him. And he cursed that fig tree. If I ain't eating lunch on it, ain't nobody eating lunch on it. Forever. Keep looking. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree. They came back the next day and there was that fig tree that had been so happy, leaves so pretty. Next day, that thing was dried up from the roots. And he didn't use Roundup. He used words. And he cursed that tree with his what? With his words. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you what? Is now what? And that can be your life, guys. Listen to me. That can be your life. You speak into your life. And you're going to be negative and you're going to live in the past. You'll never get to your future. And you wonder why other people can and you can't. You wonder why somebody else seems to be moving on, but you ain't. Could it be you're cursing your own life? Yes or no? And guys, this ain't Gary talking down to you. This is a guy who's been an expert at cursing his own life. Okay? So I'm talking to you as a friend, trying to help you today. What did Jesus say? Jesus answering said unto them, after Peter brought this up, what did Jesus say? Look at that. He said what? He said, have faith in God. He used that example of that fig tree to tell them the power of words. And he says, guys, you need to have faith in God. And then he goes on to say this. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have so whatsoever he what? Out of that has come a whole movement. You just say something, you're going to get your new house. You just say something, you're going to get your new car. You just say something, you're going to get your new suit. You just say something, you're going to get your... Jesus wasn't saying that. Jesus wasn't kooky. They are. Okay? Listen to me. Jesus is pretty smart. He gives us lesson after lesson. He lived a life of humility and not getting things and stuff. So that couldn't be what he's trying to say here. He's trying to tell us the power of words. And guys, the mountain is not some big mountain. Mount Everest, just speak to Mount Everest. I wonder how many Christians went over and talked to Mount Everest and it never did move. And we wonder why the world thinks we're crazy. Because we are. Jesus talked to people. He loved people. And that message, guys, is the mountain in your life. How many have had some serious mountains in your life? Let me see your hand. I've had some mountains, Pastor. How many have seen the Lord remove that mountain in your life? Can we thank him for that today? Come on. Some mountain moving going on. Boom. Come on. That ain't crazy. And the bottom line is, so much of this is up to you. No, it's not just you. No, it's Jesus in you, the hope of glory. Amen? And that's what that's teaching, faith in God. Not faith in yourself. Have faith in who? God. So Malachi says it this way, God speaking, your words have been stout against me, talking to the people, the children of God, children of Israel. Your words have been stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against you? Wonder what God thinks about what we say. Wonder if God would say to us today, your words have been stout against me. You talk and act like I haven't blessed you. Could the Lord say that of you? He could say that of me. If he can see my attitude, he can hear my mouth. Clark, you act like I haven't even blessed you. That's what he said to his children. They said, well, how did we do that? You have said, God says, it's vain to serve God. What profit is there that we've kept His ordinances and that we've walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? I believe if you take a little time with God and you ask Him why your life is the way it is and why your attitude is the way it is, I got a feeling He's going to give you a little insight on it if you'll come humble to Him. Y'all hear me or not? Did I lose you? Words, power of words. Cursing equals what? That's what it does. You curse your life, you're killing your life. You're killing your life. Faith equals what? Life and what? And guys, we got to get off the deal here that life and blessing is material. Have you ever visited somebody like really sick in a nursing home maybe? And they loved God. And they're sick and they're dying. But you leave there blessed. You leave there blessed. And you leave there feeling bad about yourself. Man, I'm a pig. This person has faith and they're encouraging. And I've got everything. And I'm alive and I'm walking around like I'm dead. Amen. Yes or no? Amen. That's what we're talking about today. Faith. So choose what, the Bible says. Choose what? It's a choice. It's a choice. It's my choice. Well, I ain't blessed. You chose it. How many of you worked really hard at it? Everybody's got to participate on this one because I'm going to call you out if you don't. How many of you worked really hard at it? You could find one blessing in your life. Let me see. It just takes a little effort, doesn't it? And the want to. Amen. Come on, let's go now. And I did something. We're almost there. When I focus on blessing, there's gratitude and there's a change in my what? Say that with me. When I focus on blessings, there's gratitude and a change in my... Is that true? Absolutely, it's true. You cannot think two thoughts at one time. You cannot think two thoughts at one time. If I'm thankful, I cannot be unthankful at the same time. Well, I'm thankful for this, but I'm not thankful for that. Well, see, you were thankful, and now you're not thankful anymore. Now you're over here right now. I'm thankful and I'm unthankful. No, you're not. You're just mixed up. That's what you are. When you think grateful thoughts, you cannot be an ingrate. It's impossible. I'm grateful. You can't be, well, I'm an ingrate. You can't be. Does that make any sense? I'm thankful. Well, you can't be unthankful if you find yourself being thankful. How did you do that? It's what you choose. Amen, yes or no? It's what you choose. For example, I'm going off on this a little bit, but you can go to the grocery store. Let's go to Walmart, because I like Walmart. We're going to Walmart. Who are we at Walmart? And I'm waiting in line. And I'm agitated, ain't I? And I get up there. And the young man, because I used to say young ladies, but the young man screws up my order and everything. I can be ungrateful at that moment. Or there's a power within me that can thank God that I live in America. That my sorry tail can wait in a line no matter how long it is to get whatever it is I have. That even if they mess it up, doesn't bother me. I've got the money to pay for it. Hallelujah. Do you see how I just did that? Yes or no? But our normal tendency is to choose, because we're sinners, is to choose cursing and not blessing. Yes or no? Did I lose you? That's just simple, ain't it? All right. Some R&B, remembering the benefits. Let's go to Psalm 103. We just sang it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Remember? Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Isn't that about what that says? That's where the song came from. Psalm 103. I'd like to just give the... Hang on, Ray. Hang on, buddy. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I'm going to look at Psalm 103. It's not going to take forever, believe it or not. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Say that last part with me. And forget not all His. Well, Clark, where'd you come up with the title to your message? Remember the benefits. Is that what the Bible says? Does the Bible say forget not all His what? Does it say that? So if I'm not to forget all His benefits, that means I'm supposed to remember the benefits. Is that correct? That's where I came up with that. Remember the benefits. Do you think you have some benefits in your life? Let me see your hand. You got some benefits? Is life really all that bad? Is it all bad? Is there some benefits to you living here? You still got some benefit? Sure you do. Remember those. Remember those. Now, we missed verse number 3 because Raj put this together in Ohio for me. But there's a verse number 3 there. But it goes on to say that the Lord forgives all my sins. He forgives my iniquities. Just, Ronnie, read that verse to me. He forgives all our sins and heals all your diseases. Okay, look at that. That's what verse number 3 says. But I want to call you to record on this. When you had a cold, who had a cold in the last year? Let me see your hand. Guess who made your cold better? Jesus made the cold better. God made the cold better. How many, you know what? I didn't make Band-Aids. How many put a Band-Aid on something in the last year? You put a Band-Aid on it, and you put your Band-Aid onto something you put your Band-Aid on. And later, you pull the Band-Aid off of the thing that you put the Band-Aid on. And amazing, the thing that you put the Band-Aid on is now healed. How many had something like that heal over the last year? Guess who did that? Guess who did that? He heals all our diseases. Now, wait a minute. And I don't mean to be ugly with some of you folks. I'm going to tell you the truth. Every disease you ever have isn't going to be healed. Because one day you're going to die. And if I'm living, I might be the one that does your funeral. I'm going to tell you something right now. Here's what I believe strongly this verse is teaching. Not that you're not going to get sick. Not that people don't have. We got people with disease right inside this room. Okay? And some are very terminal. That teaches the Lord heals all my disease. Because anytime you've ever had any healing, who did it? Anytime you ever had any healing, who did it? He heals all my diseases. The little thing you took didn't do it. Did that little thing help? Sure it did. Well, who gave that little thing the knowledge of somebody to do that little thing you took? Jesus. Every good gift comes from Him. So anytime you have anything in your life that you have, a cold, a this, a that, a virus, some infection, anything that you ever have, you ought to bless the Lord, oh, your soul. Because it's He who has healed you from that. Does that make sense to you, yes or no? That doesn't mean when you get a disease, you get breast cancer, you get terminal illness, that you're being bad. Churches teach that it's your fault, that it's because of your sin, it's because of your lack of faith. I deny that. That is not true. It's appointed unto man once the what? And after this, the what? The judgment. Anytime anybody is healed, it's the Lord. But anything, any work you do at the rehab center, and you're helping people, and they're starting to get that knee working again, you helped them, but who did it? The Lord. The Lord put a desire in your heart to do that, to help them. Is that true? And you're there helping them. But you know you can't do everything. You can do the best. And to see them walk again, who did that? The Lord. Thank Him for stuff like that. Have I gone kooky on you this morning? I think you ought to thank the Lord when you get over a cold. Let you know it's Him that did it. I think when you pull that Band-Aid off of that cut, you ought to be reminded that's a benefit. You ought to look in your little closet and see them Band-Aids and go, benefit, benefit, benefit. Let's keep rolling now. We're going to fly on this one now. We're going now. We're building a case now. That's all we're doing. The Lord says, remember the benefits. Remember the benefits. So we've seen He forgives our sins. We've seen that anytime we have any illness and it's healed, He did it. A That's two pretty good ones out of the gate, isn't it? We're going to build the case. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. So I bless the Lord. I thank the Lord because He's redeemed my life. I thank the Lord because He's crowned me with love and He's crowned me with tender mercies. Amen. This is God's blessing on my life. Keep, go, push me, Ray. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. Stay with me. The Lord satisfies me with what? How many had some ice cream last night? Did you thank the Lord? You could, couldn't you? Boy, I could thank the Lord for ice cream all day long. Anything good is from God. He crowns our life with just good stuff, doesn't He? Say, you just got to see it, man. Look at this one. The Lord renews my what? Guys, don't let somebody put a number on you, and you of all people, don't put a number. I'm 70, I can't do anymore. Because you're going to die. Stop doing that. You're 70. Why not be 70 and want to live, man? Say, well, I can't do what I used to do. Well, you can do more than some people can do, and you can still do something. Go do it. Y'all listening or not? I know I'm crazy. Here we go. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. So the Lord gives what? Righteousness and justice. Where do you think justice comes from? Oh, we just made it up in America that if people steal from us, it's not a good idea. No, that came from God. Where do we get even the thought of justice and right and wrong and a conscience that works? It comes from the Lord. That's God's doing. Hey, if you ain't got nothing more to be thankful for, just thank Him this week for, hey, thank you, Lord, for helping me know the difference between right and wrong. How about that? Come on. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord reveals His character. Aren't you glad that God chose us, chose those scriptures to tell us who He is? That He's not, you know, a tree or a four-footed beast creeping thing? That he's loving, that He's just, that He's righteous? God revealed His character, and then He revealed it through His Son. You ever thank the Lord for who He is? Beautiful. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He's slow to anger. That's what the song, Bless the Lord, just said that. And plenteous in mercy. So the Lord is merciful. He's gracious and He's slow to anger. Aren't you glad you didn't get what you deserved? Say. Can we thank Him for that? I got a good amen on that one. Well, yeah. It's the loudest y'all been. Amen. Keep looking. He will not always chide. Neither will He keep His anger forever. The Lord doesn't constantly accuse me. That's Satan. The Lord doesn't accuse me constantly. Now, if you've ever lived with somebody that's always doing that, you're really grateful God's not like that. Amen? Come on. Aren't you glad you got a God that just doesn't always accuse you? Because I can find stuff to accuse myself of all the time. Glad He's not like that. The Lord does not stay angry with me. Again, I love that. He hath not dealt with us after our what? Nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. The Lord doesn't punish me for all my sins. If I got punished for everything, that wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good for you either. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen? Come on. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. So the Lord has what? Great love for me. Thank You, Lord, for having great love for me. As far, oh my gosh, one of the greatest verses in the Bible. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. The Lord has removed my sin as far as the east is from the west. Yeah, but. Boy, if you're a complainer, you just can't wait to get out of here, can you? I don't like him. Yeah, it's my fault that you're crabby. Excuse me. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear Him. The Lord is my Father. You're my Father. If I ain't got nothing to drive or nothing on my feet, He's still my Daddy. The Lord is tender and He's compassionate to me. That's what the Bible says, but this is true. He loves me. He's good to me and kind to me. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are what? The Lord knows I'm weak. I've been weak lately. And the Lord has known it every day that I don't feel good. And I'm weak. Feeling a little inadequate these days. But guess who knows that? The Lord. You ever thank the Lord that He knows that you're not feeling good? We're sort of messed up, aren't we? We need to get back to the Bible. Amen or oh me. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. The Lord knows my days. I don't have to worry about them. What if this happens? What if that happens? You know, he knows. He knows how long you're going to be on this planet. What if I die? What if this? Well, you can get some of the affairs in order. I understand that. But the Lord knows. He knows. Amen. For the wind passes over it and is gone. The place thereof shall know it no more. The Lord knows I'm getting older. And the Lord knows one day I'm going to pass away. Don't you say that with me. The Lord knows I'm getting and will one day. The Lord knows that. Aren't you glad He knows your weakness? Aren't you glad He knows you're getting older? Aren't you glad He knows? No, you can't do everything you used to do. He ain't asking you to right now. He knows. But you can still do. Aren't you glad He knows that? Say. He knows you're going to pass away. He understands that. He's ready for that. He's ready for that. Okay, He can handle that. Amen? Say. Absent from the body, present with the who? With the Lord. He's got it covered. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto the children's children. Hang in here with me. The Lord's mercy is everlasting to everlasting. Our mercy might not be, but God's mercy is. You know what the word mercy means? The word mercy means price paid. Say that with me. Price paid. Price paid. When God showed you mercy and saved you, the price was paid. And His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. His mercy doesn't depend on your good days and your bad days. It depends on what His Son did on the cross and rose from the dead. And you put your faith in Him and His mercies from everlasting to everlasting. You thanking Him for that or not? The Lord's salvation. I love this verse. Look at this one. Look at the end of this. And His righteousness unto the children's children. The Lord's salvation has been extended to me and my children. I grew up in a hellraiser's home. Drunk. Fighting. It's the way we grew up. Look at my life now. Look what you did, Gary. Look what God did. And now I got a 28-year-old son who's up here singing with a 25-year-old daughter on a Sunday morning when I didn't make him do that. I didn't. That's God doing that. You understand? That's God doing that. It's not me. And today you'll probably see little Danny and Abby running around. Woo! Running all around, especially Danny, flying through the place. Look at the Lord extending His salvation to my children. Do you see it before your very eyes? Yes or no? I didn't. I'm not wise enough to figure out how kids can get saved and change lives. God's mercy is doing that. Y'all listening or not? Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for your family. Thank the Lord for where your kids are today. Amen? To such as keep His covenant and to those that remember His commandments to do them, the Lord empowers me to be what? And to what? Stop bragging about how good you are. Brag on Him when you do something good. God gave me the strength to say no to that crap. Wasn't me, because I like the crap. It was God that powers me. Y'all listening or not? Yeah, I'm really getting on your nerves. You're probably wishing the Vikings lose about now, aren't you? The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. We're done fast now. Hang on here with me, though, Ray. Say it with me. The Lord is on His throne. Say it louder. Come on. The Lord is on His throne. When you think you ain't got nothing to be thankful for. How about this one? The Lord rules over everything. Amen. Come on. How much better off would we be if we choose this kind of thinking? Bless the Lord, all ye angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearken unto the voice of His words. The angels bless the Lord. Oh, but you're not? What's wrong with you? What planet are you living on? You're going to get a rude awakening one day when you go to heaven. You're going to be odd man out. They're singing. Thousands and ten thousands of thousands are singing and blessing the Lord. Don't you think we should get in on it? Say, bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts. This speaks of His mighty angels and warriors. You ministers of His that do His pleasure. The mighty hosts bless the Lord. The host of heaven that we can't see and we don't understand, they are blessing the Lord. How about you? Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. The Lord created everything everywhere. If you have eyes to see or ears to hear, every day you can bless the Lord. Amen. Say, every day, look. The Lord created everything everywhere. And then this psalm ends. Would you say it with me? I will bless the Lord. Oh, my. How'd you do today? Amen. Yeah, come on. Praise the Lord. I didn't mean to beat you up. I'm trying to help you. Amen. Come on. Now, you got to realize when I study, I came up with the title, Remember the Benefits, and then I study. I'm getting beat up in my office. The Holy Spirit's working with me, saying, boy, you know what? Most of this stuff I put on the screen today, I don't do. Okay? So I'm just like many of you. If you find yourself today, well, I got a lot of work. Well, it's not that much work. It's just remember what we started with. Choose life, blessing, or choose cursing, death. It's your choice. Got it? Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Your word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's get on up. We did good. Come on. We're up.